We're live. Welcome to WST, your West Coast source for sports. Shelter in place. It means a lot to a lot of us on the West Coast and all over the world. We have to stay at home and stop the spread of the coronavirus. We can only take part in essential activities. We have to talk to loved ones over the internet, over FaceTime. But Big Ben, what would this mean if you had to shelter in place with a West Coast franchise?
You said FaceTime. We all know you're using Google Duo. There's no way you can FaceTime, first of all.
I have an iPad. I can still FaceTime through the iPad.
We're talking basketball here?
We're talking basketball, baseball, football, and your college of choice.
So I'm sheltering in place, meaning I'm staying. So when I thought about this, you and I talked about this yesterday doing this episode. I sat there and I thought, okay, if I'm sheltering in place, meaning I'm staying in my home, or that is my home. So similar to what we do, where you are today, what do you want? You want access to good food, first and foremost. You want good delivery. You don't want high surcharges for someone bringing you something from 20 miles away.
Yeah. If you're in Topeka, you might not be able to DoorDash.
Exactly.
Sorry, Char. Hope you're not watching.
I want good company. I want good company. I want to be able to be around 6 feet away, of course, 6 feet away, but good company, people I can talk to. I want a good environment. And the biggest part of environment is weather. So I want some good weather. I can go out, walk outside, get some sun. I don't want excess heat. I don't want a ton of rain. And I say that as I sit here in West Seattle where it rains all the time. But that was my thought process in thinking about this. So I don't know if you had something different. I think I can give you my first one.
All right, let's go with it.
Let's start with baseball.
Okay.
So baseball, it was pretty easy for me. And I say that because if I went down my criteria, first, food and drink. If I'm sheltering in place at Petco Park, they have Ballast Brewery down there. Ooh. They have Sculpin Swinging Friar Ale they came out with. Blue Water Seafood in the park. Sounds amazing. And then they got Nacho Padre. So I'm happy with the food. The company, I got guys like Eric Cosmer, stand-up guy. Char loves him. Scared to talk to him, but loves him. Manny Machado, always a fun guy. Got a ton of cash to spend, let's be honest. He can buy us all PS4s and we can play video games with each other. Will Myers, great guy. One L in Will, apparently. Got to get him wearing batting gloves so he doesn't pass anything or... you know, that type of thing.
How many former Royals are on this team?
There's a lot, apparently.
Yeah.
There is a lot. I will say that. The pods have a lot of Royals on them. So, and then the last guy, who wouldn't want to party with this guy? I mean, he's single, but I mean, if I'm going to be his wingman, if I'm shelter in place and I'm helping him swipe left or right, I mean, this guy's going to have a lot of options. So Fernando Tatis Jr., and that should be his first picture in any dating app, by the way. If I'm him, that should be it. Sit in the dugout with those awesome shades on. You know what else? You know why else? I'm definitely sheltering in Petco Park. All the aforementioned players that I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Casey McDonald, Hosmer's wife. Maggie Myers, Will Myers' wife. Yanni Alonso, who's actually the sister of Yonder Alonso.
Yeah.
Currently with Manny Machado. Tess Brady, high school sweetheart of... I forget the player, and then you got single friend. What I'm getting at is the environment's nice.
Yeah.
Although they're the wives of the players, Char would have a good time. They're not tough on the eyes. So so for all those reasons, I am sheltering place at Petco Park. And I'll take it one step further. I always think about if the shelter in place is lifted, what am I going to do? I'm going to grab those four guys. We're going to go out to Torrey Pines. We're going to have a great time.
Ooh.
We're going to PB to play some spike ball. Me and Hosmer, I think, wouldn't lose.
No.
And then after that, we're going to Moonshine Beach for a little country concert and have a blast with all the wives.
I love it. You also got to go to Little Italy. They've got great restaurants, great bars in Little Italy. I say this because I chose San Diego, too. I think the weather, the food, and then the Padres are up and coming. If you look at their core, it's Machado, it's Hosmer, it's Mize, it's Tatis. But they also have a top five farm system. They've got more help on the way. They've got pitching. They've got arms. They've got talent. They just traded for Tommy Pham, from the Rays in the offseason. I'm going Padres as well. And also, I love a good burrito, so you can't
get style burrito.
Any better.
Fish tacos out of this world. Out of this world. Of diversity, a lot of good food, a lot of good breweries. So maybe hit up the Gas Lamp District as well.
A lot of options down in San Diego.
A lot of options. Do you have anything different to add for my shelter?
No, I think we think alike.
Okay.
We both are sheltering at home in San Diego.
Are you in Eugene?
I am sheltering
in Eugene?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to hear why. Why are you sheltering in Eugene?
So I think this is going to go on for a while. I think it's going to start, it's going to stop, and then we're going to have to shelter at home again. And the next sport we potentially will see, fingers crossed, is going to be college football. And what was the key to the San Francisco 49ers' success this past year? They ran the ball, they played D. They ran the ball, they played D. Well, CJ Verdell from Modern Day is back, and he's leading the offensive charge. He's one of seven running backs to rush for 1,000 yards over the last 2 years. And on the defense side of the ball, it's your boy, Kayvon Thibodeau. They got him. They got a strong secondary. And they signed 2 5-star linebackers. And listen to this upcoming home schedule. If you're going to shelter at home somewhere, you have the Buckeyes coming in to Oxon on September 12th. You've got the Huskies on the 3rd. And then you have home games against Stanford and USC. I'm going to go watch the best football. I'm staying in Oxon. I'm sheltering at home. Plus, you
love
got Taylor's and Rennie's.
Fresh shoes always coming in. Phil Knight dropping money in. I do not blame you. The best facilities in the Pac-12. Bar none. Maybe in the country.
Maybe in the country.
Be treated well. Masseuses. You got those big chairs where you can play video games.
They even got a barber. I can get my hair cut.
I love it. Even though I haven't been to Otson, I can attest that everyone that has.
When I was doing research, we should go on the 12th to the Buckeyes game.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
We'll be sitting right where you can see yourself. We'll be up in the nosebleeds. But hey, I'm in. Let's as go. Long as we're in the stadium. I went a little bit different route with my college. In thinking through this, I thought, all right, let's go to a Pac-12 university and maybe not. I got my bucket hat.
Okay.
I got my shades. And you know what I've become keen on in this whole shelter in place is a lot of socks with sandals.
I know where you're going.
So you go to a place that doesn't have a lot of collegiate athletics nor prowess, right? Their colors are blue and gold. Their motto's let there be light. You got Sammy the Slug behind me looking tough. Yeah. There's apparently a thing called Slug Gang or something like that going on. Their most predominant athlete is Anton Peterlin, who played one match for Everton. So there's no athletics to be seen. Yeah. And then to top it off, they have a 420 day. And for those that aren't familiar with 420 day, this is a picture of 420 day.
Wow.
You got a cop carrying a 2-pound joint. I mean, 420's coming up.
Only in Santa Cruz.
That could get a lot of people. That might last through shelter in place for the entire campus. And then you got the restaurant business would be booming after that. But you see Santa Cruz. Andy Samberg's probably the most well-known alumni from UC Santa Cruz. It's down by Monterey Bay. A lot of nice area. Like I said, I think I diversify myself quite a bit. Again, I could wear the Birkenstocks, the rubber Birkenstocks and socks, walk around. You know, kids are probably going to be playing hacky sack, Catan, and doing ceramics to pass the time. So things I'm not necessarily into. But again, back to the thing I said, when the shelter in place lifts, what am I going to do? First thing I'm going to do is head to the boardwalk, ride the giant dipper. The shockwave, hit triple digits in the speed pitch, and then catch a bass at Bob's fishing hole. So I'm looking forward to that right after shelter in place is lifted when I'm at UC Santa Cruz after smoking this 2-pound joint. And then, most importantly, since After Effects, I'm going to Barnacle Bill's. I'm getting a giant turkey leg.
Ooh.
I'm then going to go get a hot dog on a stick. I'm going to double fist.
This place sounds amazing.
Then when I'm done with those, I'm washing it down with a fried Twinkie. So for all those reasons, I'm headed to UC Santa Cruz to party with Sammy the Slug, this 2-pound joint, and the kids playing hacky sack. great shelter in place.
That's a great spot. I think your spot has a lot in common with my spot. I think Santa Cruz and Eugene are kissing cousins, maybe.
Yeah, sister colleges, maybe.
Yeah, sister college.
I like that. Okay, where are we going next?
Well, it's either football or basketball.
Let me do my basketball one.
Okay.
Because it's a little different. I know you said, I looked at it more of the company that I was going to hold while I'm sheltered in place. And I went for a little different reasons, because I'm coming down to El Segundo and I'm staying at the Westriff.
I knew that was a Westriff behind you.
I love the Westriff. Westriff is amazing. 9-hole golf course, little par 3 executive behind me. Great beach, cabanas down there. Great pool, cabanas. Their breakfast buffet is second to none. They got a great Starbucks. They always have cold brew. They have a great little parfait with, house-made granola in it. So that's amazing. But I'm going to go shelter in place with the South Bay Lakers. Here's why.
Okay.
Here's why.
That's a G League team, right?
G League team for the Lakers. They play at the UCLA Health Center, apparently, which is in the heart of El Segundo. Okay. And right there, you got Five Guys, great burgers. You got In-N-Out, great burgers too. Tony's Pizzas and Sub, Frijoles Mexican. You get it all.
And you know what? They ordered. They opened up a Chick-fil-A right around there.
Oh, geez. Done. Done. Absolutely done. Game over. But also because of the fact they have David Stockton, who's a Zag, Zach Norvell, who's a Zag. So I feel like, we could share some stories about Spokane. And then you got their head coach, Kobe Carl, who his father, Kobe Carl, first off, great player at Boise State, WCC, yeah. All first team, averaged 17-6, I think, his senior year. Touched the NBA a little bit, but is now coaching the South Bay Lakers. And I'd love to hear some stories from him about potentially living in Seattle with his father, watching him coach the Sonics. I'd enjoy myself. I'd enjoy that company. And then you also look at, they have the Greek Freak.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
His brother, right?
They actually have his little brother, Kostas. So, again, well-rounded, hanging out with some guys from the Zags, from Spokane. You got a guy that I can talk to about the Sonics. And I'm staying at the Westriff. I love the Westriff. You could quarantine me for 4 years at the Westriff. I'd be fine with it. Shelter in place went to 2025. I'm fine.
Now, are you just butting up with Carl to see if he can get your free drinks at Oscars?
Elaborate on that.
It doesn't Sean Kemp own Oscars, that bar in Seattle?
Sean Kemp, Oscars is gone.
Oh, it's gone. That's probably the last time I've been to Seattle.
I think Sean Kemp actually drank Oscars into bankruptcy.
Wow.
I could be wrong, but no, for all those reasons, a little bit odd. But, I feel like even if we got into pickup games and then after the shelter in place was lifted, I'd actually be able to maybe, contribute. If I was on the Lakers or Clips, okay, shelter in place with them, I'd never see the ball. So,
yeah.
South Bay Lakers.
South Bay Lakers. And then we could podcast because I'm not too far from El Segundo.
Exactly. Oh, one more thing, too, of note. Apparently, the shelter-in-place rules are very liberal down in the Hermosa Beach Trail. There's people running around everywhere, including your friend LJ Show.
Did you see your story today?
Come on. Come on. Very liberal. But one thing, at least they had their masks on. So
yes,
you'll find me also running the Hermosa Beach Trail with my mask on.
Safety first.
All right, what's your basketball team? I hope it's not the Jazz.
It's not the Jazz. I'm going Golden State Warriors. 2019 started. Klay was hurt. He was going to be out all year. Then Steph got hurt, and then they scuffled. But look at the bright side. They developed their core, their young nucleus, the next generation, Eric Paschal, Jordan Poole. Then they flipped, what's his name, D'Angelo Russell, and traded him for Andrew Wiggins. Fast forward to this year, the COVID. Why is that important? Because I don't know if the season's going to finish. And you know what? The big guy in Milwaukee, Giannis, the Greek Freak, he's a free agent in 2021. And you know what? If he doesn't sign his extension this summer, There's going to be a lot of speculation on where he's headed and who has the pieces in order to trade for him. Sign and trade. Warriors potentially have the number one draft pick. They've got Wiggins. They can package Pascal. I'm going to shelter in place in San Francisco and get back to the Warriors dynasty because it's coming back. Greek Freak is coming to the Bay. I called it last summer. You didn't believe it then. You don't believe it now, but just wait and watch.
Gavin Newsom came out and Gavin Newsom came out and they said, yeah, football's going to start on time. He says, I don't see that happening. If I am, and you get paid for the games you play,
yeah,
the state of California, every pro sports team in that state is probably the least likely or the last pro sports team to probably opt in and play just with what's occurring in that state. Am I wrong?
I don't know. We're not trending.
It might be the Reno Warriors next year.
Hey, Silver Legacy. I'll shelter in place there.
I like it. Listen, I'm not a huge fan of the Warriors. Who I am a big fan
of is Klay Thompson.
Hey, that's where I was going. Klay Thompson. And you know why I like this too for you? He's got that bulldog that you can hang out with.
Yeah, Rocco. Yes.
Rocco, exactly. So for those reasons, I like it. Hang out with Klay. Hang out with Rocco. Chase Center, you're in the epicenter. I don't know. All right. Going to football?
Yeah, we're going to football.
Okay.
We might have picked the same one here.
Okay. You know what?
Ah, we picked the same one.
I thought about this. Football teams. I'm definitely not going to LA. I got to get out of Seattle. I'm already at the Bay with UC Santa Cruz. So I went to Vegas, and it's intriguing. Here's a lot of reasons. So you got stand-up guys now like Marcus Mariota, who I feel like the Hawaiian guy, laid back. He probably can cook pretty well for all of us while we shelter in place. Yeah. Carl Nassib is on the roster. And for those of you that watched Hard Knocks, the guy knows his finances phenomenally well. He'd make sure I came out of this financially secure. So he'd teach me a lot. And then you got Hunter Renfro. Who wouldn't want to hang out with Hunter Renfro? He's like a modern day Rudy. So great company there. In terms of food, from what I can tell, Levi Restaurants won the bid. So if I'm having to stay in the stadium, Levi Restaurants, apparently Raising Cane's chicken fingers. I love chicken fingers. You can dip them in whatever sauce you get.
What sauce do you like?
I'm a big honey mustard.
Okay.
I do compound sauces. So
what do you mean? Is that like honey mustard and barbecue together?
Boom, yes. Absolutely. Phenomenal. Wow. And if you haven't done it, try it. The other
you
one
like,
they have.
You like compound drinks too, where you put the shot in the Budweiser.
Compound everything. Just add it all together. Steak sandwiches, I could live off those as well. Obviously, we're not eating vegetables while we shelter in place. Another reason, maybe I'd like to see what Vegas looks like with a shelter in place. What's going on the streets of Vegas? Is there dice games on the street corners? Are bookies out just walking around door to door taking sports bets for Russian hockey games? You know, and then the one thing also, I don't know if you heard about this in Portland, but all the gentlemen's clubs got shut down.
I did not hear that.
So what did those women do? They took the opportunity to turn a crisis into opportunity and started something called Boober Eats.
Are you serious?
Where former dancers would actually deliver your food to you, to your door, similar to Uber Eats, but it's Boober Eats. In Vegas, Uber Eats would probably be foreshadowed by Boober Eats. I think you could run a big business. They could go all the way out to Henderson, maybe even up to Reno with everyone at the Rhino and everyone newly found or I guess currently not employed due to what's happening. But for those reasons, I'm in Vegas hanging out with John Gruden, his brother. And it's a brand new stadium. I don't have to worry about smelly stalls or, you know, stuff not working. And for those reasons, I'm in Vegas.
Well, by my backdrop, I'm in Vegas too. And I'm going to give you some numbers because I always give you numbers. 10, 2, 7, and 11. 10, 2, 7, and 11. 10, the season is supposed to start on September 10th, which is a Thursday night. And on Thursday nights, they always have the defending Super Bowl championship team play. and that's the Kansas City Chiefs, a rival of the Raiders. The NFL is going to pick Las Vegas to open up the NFL season, and we're going to be there on Thursday, September 10th. The Raiders have two first-round draft picks, number 12 and number 19. They're probably going to get a wide receiver, Ruggs from Alabama, or CeeDee Lamb. Carr needs an option to throw to. 19, they're going to shore up the defense. 7 and 11. Those are going to be some important numbers for us because when we're playing craps to win our money back for everything we lost and we bet on the game, it's going to be crucial. But I'm going to shelter in place in Las Vegas. If you remember the Las Vegas Knights, their first season, franchise record for wins. They went to the Stanley Cup. They didn't win. I think this is going to be a great season. Gruden's there. It's going to be awesome. I don't want to miss it. We're going to shelter in place in Las Vegas.
You know what I just thought about? I mentioned the Boo Reeds. If the and you didn't get into the real reason the Las Vegas Knights nearly won the Stanley Cup their first year.
Home field advantage.
We all know the Montreal Canadiens, when they're coming to Vegas, they aren't taking it easy the night before and going to bed at 9.
No.
And what you may see, I mean, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But anyway, there's going to be pent up demand for the gentlemen's clubs. And you very well could see a lot of those women marching into the hotel of this Kansas City Chiefs the night before. Uh-oh. Tempting, I know. Mahomes is a pretty smart guy, but you never know. Vegas is a whole different twist. It's nothing like Kansas City, let me tell you that. So I wouldn't be surprised to see the Las Vegas Raiders go undefeated at home this first year. The question would be if they can.
Well, but then there's the flip side of it. Maybe the Raiders are having too much fun and they're going to lose every home game.
No, they get that out of their system during training camp. That's the advantage they have. And they stay in Henderson the night before, so they don't have any temptation. All right, so I had Petco Park, UC Santa Cruz. I'm hanging out with Sammy the Slug down in Monterey Bay. I'm in Vegas as well. And then I'm down in El Segundo and hanging out with the Kobe Carl and the two Zags, Dave Stockton and Zach Norvell Jr.
I got San Diego as well for baseball. I think the pods, San Diego is the best place to be. I'm up in Eugene, Pacific Northwest with the Ducks. And then I'm in San Francisco for the Warriors. And then I finish up in Las Vegas with you and the Raiders.
Yeah, you might have cursed the Warriors now that I think about it.
What?
No. Ever since you started doubting them, they've gone downhill.
What are you talking about? They went to the finals 5 years in a row.
Oh, I just had to give you some guff. All right, Big Ben and Kay Wen, shelter in place. I'd be interested to hear some other people's thoughts on where they'd shelter in place.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. There was a Midwest source for sports. Gosh knows, if you had a choice between, like, Madison, Wisconsin, Erie, Indiana, Milwaukee, Cleveland. Yikes.
In Indiana.
Indianapolis. Green Bay.
I guess you'd pick Chicago.
Green Bay, I would come out 50 pounds heavier. Just straight cheese. cheese and Miller Lights.
But you'd be happy.
I don't know about that. I like the idea of UC Santa Cruz so much more. All right. Big Ben and Kay Wen, WSD _ podcast on Instagram, Twitter. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts, whether that's Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Catch up with us on Facebook. We're posting these on Facebook as well. More COVID specials coming. Shelter in place. What are we going to have next? Social distancing.
I'm thinking about essential and non-essential West Coast tea.
I love it.
Yeah, I think that's coming up next.
Okay, I like it. Big Ben and Kay Wen, WSD_ podcast, your source for West Coast sports. Boom.